Remember video stores? Do you still have one near you? One that has survived the collapse of Blockbuster and the rise of Netflix and video on demand? Well, your local store, if it's still there, may not be able to survive much longer if it doesn't diversify. Case in point, Denver's oldest remaining video rental store, Video One. Corey Jones from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio has the story.
The first thing you hear when you walk into Video One is a classic movie as it plays on a TV. Tonight, it's the 1966 Western, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
You like this one?
Ian Anderson is the guy behind the counter.
You guys enjoy? These will both be due back Thursday night.
Anderson studied film, so chances are he knows some interesting things about that movie you want to rent.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is one of my all-time favorite espionage thrillers. Yeah, based on a novel. The guy who wrote the book was actually...
Victor Ward of Denver has come here for years. Tonight, from thousands of DVDs and Blu-rays, he picks Birdman.
I chose to get it from here because I would rather spend my money here.
In the TV section, Ward drags his finger across entire seasons of The Twilight Zone and Star Trek that he's rented from here. He says the thought of Video One shutting down troubles him.
Oh man, it's so important that it just hurts my heart. It's our history.
Jeff Hahn wants to save Video One. He's worked here since 2001. Then it was just another job, but it's turned into something much more. Hahn bought Video One 7 years ago when the previous owner wanted out.
I've spent most of my adult life working in here, and it was home to me. So I kind of felt that I would be the only person to really keep this going.
That's meant some 70-hour work weeks and putting nearly $300,000 into the store to keep it afloat. Variety, he says, is what sets his store apart from competitors. He has 30,000 titles available, everything from The Hunger Games to a 1979 B-movie called Disco Godfather.
We are the only place in this city that you can find the majority of what's in here. And we don't want to go away because that's valuable to us.
But going away is a real possibility. Hahn says Video One is in the red. On top of fewer rentals, the store has seen a big decline in DVD sales. Rentrack, a Portland, Oregon-based media research company, says there were nearly 18,000 stores across the country in 2008. Today, fewer than 5,000 remain. Most are small or independent businesses like Video One.
It's a very sad thing for me in a lot of ways, just how very slow everything can become, just from Netflix alone, really.
Commercial real estate broker John Egan once worked with the likes of Blockbuster to get prime locations. His advice to struggling video store owners, diversify.
That tenant is going to have to find some way to do other things inside that business space to make ends meet.
Egan points to Fort Collins, Colorado, where the Village Vidiot has added a board and card game area. It also serves Japanese food. In Denver, Jeff Hahn at Video One is considering going nonprofit. That's what Seattle-based Scarecrow Video did 2 years ago after its owners decided to get rid of their collection. Business manager Kate Barr says the move to a nonprofit led to a lot of donations and volunteers. And Scarecrow now has outreach programs that target kids and the elderly.
We are no longer locked in the equation of videos equals sales or rentals. This is more about community engagement.
Barr says getting grants for a new organization has been the biggest challenge, but she's optimistic that'll change as Scarecrow grows.
Video One, how can I help you?
Owner Jeff Hahn hopes Video One can serve the heart of its Denver neighborhood. He doesn't quite know how he'll do that yet, so he's launched an effort to raise $50,000. Hahn says that money will help pay for lawyers and application fees needed to become a nonprofit.
I love doing what I'm doing, and there is a necessity for it, because once it's gone, it's going to be gone forever.
For Here and Now, I'm Corey Jones in Denver.
And one more note this hour. Today is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, which in New Orleans means king cake, beads, masks, and 11 different parades. Earlier today, New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu toasted this year's Zulu King, Jay Banks, the head of a historically black carnival crew, and gave him keys to the city.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for everything. And at the end of this,
I'm going to give you the city back, but you tell me I can have it for today.
You got it.
I'm going to turn it over to you tomorrow, but you for today, it belongs to us, and I want everybody to have a very happy, wonderful, and safe Mardi Gras. All hail Zulu and happy Mardi Gras.
All hail Zulu!
So great to hear those accents. If you're not in New Orleans and you can't make it to the parades, there are lots of places to watch them online, including facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Happy Mardi Gras. Laissez les bon temps rouler, Robin.
And I love that we started and ended with a band.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young with producers Jill Ryan and Peter O'Dowd here in New Hampshire. Jill, you worked so hard. Oscar, Mommy's Coming Home. And big thanks also to New Hampshire Public Radio, especially engineers Andrew Perella and RJ. Will you please make this work, Perkins? We thank you all so much. It's Here and Now.